If you're a race driver or a wannabe race driver and you're at school, college or university, then this one's for you. Hello, this is Enzo. If you haven't seen this before, this is the Race Driver Coach Show. If you've seen this before, then you know exactly what this is. This is all about the kind of things, this is what we base it on, the kind of things that drivers struggle with, the truths about motorsport, how to get on in motorsport, how to get sponsorship, how to mentally perform better. Basically, it's the Race Driver Coach Show, which means we coach the vital ingredients and the vital skills that you must possess if you want to be a race driver, if you want to be a champion. And today we're going off topic a little bit because this is based around what are you going to study? In fact, before I say it, I should show the question that actually set up this episode. Here it is. This week's question is from Trigger and he asks, my parents say that I must go to college in order for them to allow me to race. Is there something I can study at college that is related to racing? Thanks, Trigger. You know that's not your real name. I always change the names to protect the identity because race drivers can get very sensitive about other people knowing their business and knowing their weaknesses, but not even weaknesses, knowing the things that they're struggling with. So Trigger says this, right? Says that I've basically got my parents paying for my racing, but they'll only pay for my racing and back me and allow me to race because I live with them. So they pretty much tell me what is and what isn't on. But they've said I must study and they'll allow me to race. I'll study and they'll put some money towards my racing. Now, quite often I can say, get out of the house. If your parents are dictating your actions and you feel like you want to stand up on your own feet, then get out the house, make your own life. But let me just stop you there. If you're too young to do that, if you haven't got the financial backing just to live by yourself and it's going to cause too much disruption, then if your parents say to you, I'll sponsor you 100% or partially towards your racing, but there's a condition. The condition is you must carry on your studies as a backup plan. So if this racing doesn't work, then at least you've got some qualifications. Then I must say it's a good idea because we know how hard it is to find sponsorship. So if your parents are offering to pay for your racing and all you have to do is go to college, all you have to do is stay at school, all you have to do is go to uni if it allows you to race still, then just do it. Because it means you don't have to go out and find sponsorship just yet, or you can piggyback off this car that's paid for already, start to gather small, tiny sponsors, like I've said before, and then when it does come to you standing on your own two feet, those sponsors that you've gathered, you can ask them for more money and move on. So on this occasion, and I get this a lot with drivers that I work with, because they're young, they're still at school and they've got wealthy parents, so the parents want them to have an education. Fair enough. Let's go this route, Trigger. Let's say, okay, parents, thank you for your money. It's really appreciated because I don't have to get the sponsors in before the start of the season. I can do it throughout the season. Now let's go racing. But what is it that I've got to actually study? What is relatable to racing? And it's a brilliant question. I wish I'd asked this when I was 16, 17 years old, which I kind of did. I think you've heard me say before, I asked the careers advisor about what subjects fit the racing driver path. And they just looked at me really confused and they just put mechanic question mark. That was the advice. So they just said, go for anything that makes you a mechanic and then you could be a race driver. So they didn't have a clue. The national curriculum hasn't got a clue when it comes to sport, like motorsport. So I did do the mechanic route. I went to college for 1 year and did mechanics course. Then I worked for a race team as a mechanic. So it kind of worked. It nearly got me a drive. It got me a few test days and some coaching and then relationship with a race team. So it nearly did work. Well done, careers advisor. But we got to think a bit more broad. So if you're studying, you're at an age where you're in your high teens and you think I've got to carry on to keep the parents happy, or I am at school, so I might as well choose a subject that's going to help me in racing. What would it be? Finally got to the point now. Then I would say there's certain criteria that must be met first before you actually decide on a subject. And the criteria I've got, I've just got four things. They are this. Number one, it must be a subject that your current grades allow. If you've got all A's, in everything you've done up to now, like in high school and then college, if you're going to uni or whatever, if you've got really good results and grades, then you can pretty much choose anything. But if you haven't got very good results, you're a D and a C, and you're only just about, your options are limited, then you have to choose something, obviously, that fits them grades. It's pretty obvious. You know this already. You know this better than me. Or you rerun the year that you've just done to get better grades. But still, that's going to determine where you go. Number two, the second thing to remember is, what do you enjoy or could enjoy studying? Kind of important, right? If you want to be good at something and you're not really good at math, you're not really good at algebra, then don't go down that route. Is there something on all these subjects, these matters that you could choose and study? Is there anything there that actually looks like, yeah, it's kind of fun, I could do it? Is there anything there? So if you've got the grades and it's something that you could enjoy, or not, it's not too laborious to study, then that's another thing to check off. The third thing to ask yourself is, what's relatable to racing? Now, this could be physical education, it could be engineering, it could be something on the marketing or business side. Now, all four of them are related to racing in some way. Now, I like business and I like the marketing, because if you're going to go out there and find partners and sponsors and B2B investors, driver investors, then you need to know how to market yourself. You need to know how the business world works, so you can talk the business lingo and study companies using what you've learned on a business course and sort of match it to racing. That fits. If it's on the physical side, it could be anything on the physical side, by the way, or psychology, because that's related to racing and any other sport, then you could be an expert on that side. So if it doesn't quite work in racing, then you can actually train other drivers. Or if it does work in racing, then you know how to use yourself and how to look after yourself. So all of that's related as well. So something that's related to the sporting world, whether it's the commercial side or the actual sporting side, see subjects that lead to that. Could even be psychotherapy, could anything, psychology, it could be anything like this. Keep that in mind. So first it's the grades, make sure you can get in. Then it's something you don't mind or you quite enjoy studying. And thirdly, what's relatable on what I've just said. And number four, something that you've got to really look at is, does it give you time off for racing? Now, if you're going to choose something that is, if it's a subject that is, it takes a lot of studying, it means I can't really have race weekends off to go racing, should I say, then it's not going to fit. So you need something that doesn't take up too much time. A university or a college that will allow you to take time off to go testing, training, racing, training camps, or whatever it is. So meet these four, and then you will actually start studying something that you don't really mind doing. It's quite interesting. It could be relatable and get you a job within motorsport, and it'll give you the time off for racing. Keeps the parents happy. What else is there? So I know you've heard me say before that when the parent, I pretty much bummed my education. As soon as my parents split up, I rebelled. I basically started to fail exams on purpose. It's crazy when I say this now, when I think back, but I did. I just didn't care. Still went to college, but only just. But still, I don't actually say you should do the same. If you're in a situation where somebody is sponsoring you, whether it's a parent or an uncle or aunt or some family member is sponsoring you, but they say just all you've got to do is go to college or uni or sixth form, whatever it is, just more study. But they'll allow you to race, then take it both hands, with both hands. Don't ignore it. Don't think, I'm going to be my own race entrepreneur. Screw you lot, I don't need you. Make the most of it. They're offering you a golden egg here. There's not many drivers, well, there's quite a few, but there's not everybody that watches the show, the Race Driver Coach Show, that is in this position. But if you are, then just understand that when someone's offering to pay you for racing, you do anything. There's drivers out there that have gone over the line for what they do for the racing budget. But when it's a parent just saying that, then you've got to take it, right? And this is a message for everybody out there who's not even in education. The real core lesson from this is, what the hell have I got to do in order for someone to support me? How far am I prepared to go? Am I prepared to be in a discomfort, in an uncomfortable situation just for a year or two in order to get racing? Then you do it. How important is your racing to you? Does it mean you have to move to a foreign country? Does it mean you have to give up and sacrifice the things that everybody else has got at your age? If so, just do it. I promise you, The creature comforts have got to be given up. And I promise you, if you do that now, you will not regret it. You can't have the road car that everybody else has, all your friends and everything. You can't have all the nice things because your parents are saying, right, we've got to pay for racing. Or you've got to pay for racing. Sacrifice is at the actual epicenter. It's at the heart of every person's success story. They've had to give up the things that most people chase in order for them to achieve their goal. Studying is no different. Your parents saying, do this and I'll allow you to race, is no different. You've got to sacrifice, because racing is, if you're going for the big time, you've got to start young, obviously. So if you're like 16, 17, 18, and someone's saying you've got to give up whatever this is in order to get your big goal, then do it. Live like you're broke. It doesn't matter if you live like you're broke for the next 10 years. If you get to that F1, if you get to whatever it is you have in mind, it will all be worth it. And you won't remember the sacrifices. It's like, yeah, whatever. So what? I haven't got that watch that everyone else has got. I have put all my effort into racing. It means a lot to me, and it's all I care about. So the grand lesson here is, if someone's offering you a golden egg, take it, do whatever they want, and then you get on that grid. Because that's all that matters at the end of the day. You do whatever it takes. Just a short video here today, and very specific to certain people I know, but I hope that something in this video or this podcast, whichever way you're consuming this, has helped you just realign and say, you know what? I'm prepared to do more for the greater goal that I've got in mind. Go through the dirt now. Do everything you can. If someone offers you something, you take it and run with it. Good luck. Let me know your stories, and I'll see you next time.